science. There was much excitement when the government announced 4 years ago that brand new modern garden cities were part of the answer to the housing crisis. The idea of purpose-built urban areas with plenty of parks and open spaces is not new. It dates back to the Victorian era. But this would be a new wave, and the first one was to be in Ebbsfleet in Kent. The then-Chancellor, George Osborne, announced the plan ahead of the 2014 budget.
We're also, for the first time in 100 years, going to build a garden city in Ebbsfleet in the Thames Estuary. The initial plans will be for 15,000 homes.
15,000 is a huge amount, isn't
it? Well, it will be a proper garden city. It's not something this country has attempted for decades.
In the Thames Estuary, Ebbsfleet is just 17 minutes from central London via high-speed rail. The giant Bluewater shopping centre is a short drive away, and there's planning permission for 15,000 new homes in a lovely landscaped setting. Location, 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 as they say. But after years, less than 1,000 homes have been built. Sancha Berg has been following this story for 3 years. What's gone wrong, Sancha?
Well, I would say to start with that development hasn't ground to a halt, as you put it in your trail, but it hasn't reached the rate that Michael Cassidy, who's sitting next to me, told me he hoped it would a couple of years ago. He said then that he hoped that they would be building 1,000 homes a year, and they're still falling short of that. Now, there is a kind of critical mass to new towns. You talked about Stevenage earlier. In Stevenage in 1959, it was growing at the rate of 5,000 people a year. So Ebbsfleet just simply hasn't reached that. That's one problem. Another problem is that the Development Corporation does not own the land. So unlike the early new towns, the garden cities, they can't set the pace of development. That depends on the landowner, land securities and the house builders. And so far, they're developing it bit by bit, really at their own pace. So those are two major problems. And another one is that people say to me that the Development Corporation has been a little bit underpowered. Now, that's something that, along with the other problems, has been addressed in a government review, which has extended the Development Corporation for another 5 years. But it's been underpowered to the degree that their offices are temporary and in the local police station.
So in what sense underpowered? Just not enough of them?
Well, it's about the status and it's about the powers they have. So those are addressed, as I said, in this government review, which was quietly published this week.
Thank you very much, Sancha. I'm joined now by Michael Cassidy, Chair of Ebbsfleet Development Corporation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in. By now, you hope to have at least 5,000 homes built. What's happened?
You see, the house builders proceed at the pace that suits their market positioning. And therefore, they have an incentive, a commercial incentive, to actually dribble out the supply of homes rather than redouble the efforts to do it at pace. And therefore, I think it does need some measures, perhaps from government, but also some encouragement locally, for them to deliver the homes much faster than they've been delivering.
We'll go on to that. If they don't get this encouragement, how long would it take them to dribble out until it became a proper garden city?
Well, the demand's there. There's a waiting list of people wanting the homes. Bear in mind, our homes start at, say, £310,000 typically, which is half the average London home price. And therefore, there's a lot of people, particularly local people, who are queuing up to buy the houses. The demand is there. And therefore, for some house builders, that is sufficient for them to open a second site after their first site. And I think there are some measures we could bring in that would actually assist them to do even more.
But I just wanted you to explain, yes, why are they doing this then? If there's the demand is there, why don't they build the homes and sell them?
I think simply because of the way the house builder market has operated in this country, they are cautious because recessions do come along and they get big problems. And they also have supply difficulties, some labour difficulties, some shortage of bricks at the moment. And therefore, they tend to proceed at a pace that suits the entire marketplace for them. I think there could be some measures that I would definitely recommend to ministers that would help kickstart.
So what are they?
The one that I think would be immediately effective is if the Homes England, the new agency for delivering housing for the government, were able to somehow underpin mortgage offers for people who buy at Ebbsfleet so that they're extended for a 12-month period, not the present six-month period. I think that extra time of commitment would encourage the house builders to take more risk and put more resource into building homes.
Is there anything else the government could do?
Well, they can help us with resource to enable us to buy land because, as you've just heard, we own none of the land and therefore we have to use persuasion and the granting of planning permission in order to make these delivery possibilities come together. If we were given resource to directly own plots of land, we could employ our own house builders and proceed at the pace that we chose and not necessarily what the house builders...
Well, is there any appetite from government at all to do that at the moment?
There are hints coming out of the Secretary of State that they are going to use incentives, penalties sometimes, in order that if planning permissions are granted but they're not implemented, then the developer may lose the planning permission. I think that would really apply pressure that would be useful.
But any sign that they're going to give you the money?
We've got an open door to apply for the next spending review, which will be next year. I don't think it's going to happen quicker than that, but I've got a great ambition derived from a strong board who want to be seen to be delivering here to put a case forward to ministers and the Treasury, ultimately, that will mean that we give it a real rebooting.
We bring Brexit into everything. Is it having any impact?
Not at the moment, I would have to say, because, as you mentioned earlier, it's got this phenomenal rail connection to St Pancras in 17 minutes, four or five trains an hour, a javelin train, they're quite remarkable. And therefore, the connectivity is there. And it is on the route to the Channel, obviously. And the Channel train stops at Ebbsfleet. So we've got a strong connection with the continent. I think that will survive Brexit. So no immediate impact.
Michael Cassidy, thanks very much.